In a residential area on the outskirts of the Nicaraguan capital, I finally get to meet Erasmo Torres.
Hola, Alex.
The road to his hiding place was a little hectic, as my guide was pretty sure she was being followed. Erasmo has been hiding for months now, but he just got transferred to this new house. He's happy because there's a bed for him and a tiny garden where he can get some fresh air.
I've moved to seven different houses. I think this one is the best one so far. Here is the room. Here's my computer. It's how I can still help the others. My clothes are here. I never unpack them because one can be told at any time they have to go. They'll just say, "Come on, let's go." Something went wrong, or they suspect you're here and you'll have to go.
Erasmo is a 23-year-old business student. He spent 2 months barricaded inside UNAN, a public university in Managua, with other students to demand a more democratic country. When he got out, his commitment had turned him into a target of the regime.
They're looking for all the students who were in UNAN. All of us. We're more than 100. They have our name, our picture, and they are the people who arrested us.
Ever since the government passed a controversial anti-terrorist law and forbade any kind of protest, international organizations have stressed out that just about anyone opposing the regime can easily be arrested. More than 3,000 have been apprehended, and 500 political dissidents are currently in jail. Students who started the movement in April have been especially targeted.
In this country, students are seen as criminals, when the real criminals are free to come and go as they please. Students are considered more dangerous than the true offenders. Our government's trying to silence its youth, when they are the present and the future of the country.
The change can be brutal. One day they're fighting on barricades or in their universities. The next, they have to get used to being locked up and isolated in a network of hiding places.
It's hard. Every day it's hard. We can't see our family. It hurts. We've been hungry, we've been sick without being able to go to a hospital. It's tough because you have to accept you can't cross the doorstep. It's like being in jail in a way. I've moved 7 times. In some places there wasn't even a bed. There were days when we still heard gunshots. It terrified us and we couldn't sleep. This has changed us so deeply that we now have a nocturnal life. I can't sleep at night. Because at night we were on guard. It was then that they came to attack us.
As many students in hiding, Erasmo has been sick with fever. He has to put up with very basic food, little sleep, high levels of stress, and forced immobility. His visitor is a doctor, so she brought him an injection. He'd rather go back to being under siege at his university, he jokes.
You come over here, I have to inject you before I go.
Ugh, I really hate injections. But my fever hasn't gone down for 2 weeks now. It's the stress. Depression, it's horrible. I've been crying. I'm not afraid to say it. I've been crying for my family, my friends, for this country.
Erasmo knows he's in it for the long haul. As long as Daniel Ortega is in power, there is no getting out, he says.
We, the youth, are going to keep fighting. We might be in hiding, but we won't give in. And I don't regret anything. Does it hurt? Yes, I'm not going to lie. But dead or in jail, we can't do anything. The fight is hard, but we can win it.
For Radio France International, I'm Alex Hardy, back from Managua, Nicaragua.